My name is Miss Danielle Ranke, ECSIAAURELLE, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Ray, last name Ray, first name Adron, A-D-R-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This dictation means stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis, associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. There is no evidence of proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 115 milligrams. There is no evidence of there is no significant activity in the urinary sediment. With the exception of glucosuria, which is expected with the administration of Jardiance, there was an initial urinalysis revealing hematuria with RBCs greater than 50. However, the repeated urinalysis shows no evidence of hematuria. As previously stated, the patient denies any urinary symptoms or any other complaints. He is euvolemic. We recommend that he continue taking the Jardiance. We will attempt to send the prescription to the VA to see if they will cover it. We provided him with samples of Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Next line, type 2 diabetes, mellitus with neuropathy. This is stable. We will order an A1C for the next visit. The most recent A1C was 6.7%, continual with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 115 over 63. He has gained 8 pounds since the last visit due to limited activity. He reports that he will increase his physical activity level. Period. The reason he was unable to exercise is due to his recent diagnosis of COVID, which he has since gotten over. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable, continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post multiple stents, greater than 7. He follows up with Dr. Nguyen. Next line, atrial fibrillation, status post pacemaker. Next line, carotid stenosis. Again, he sees Dr. Nguyen. Next line, history of lung fibrosis. or pulmonary fibrosis. Next sign, GERD, which is stable. Next sign, obesity. As we stated, he has gained 8 pounds. He weighs 238 pounds today. We encourage him to follow a plant-based diet. Next line, polycythemia with HNH of 18.2 and 52%. We'll continue to monitor. Next line. Diabetic neuropathy, which is managed by Dr. Cordova, his PCP. Next line. Severe stenosis of bilateral SFA, popliteal and anterior tibial and left dorsalis pedis arteries. This is managed by Dr. Bhatt, BHATT. We will reevaluate this case and 4 months with laboratory workup. And